Today we're building one of the most satisfying moments in jungle and old school DNB, the rewind. Not just a cheap tape stop on the master, but a proper VHS rave reload that feels like a real DJ move. Gritty, a little unstable, full of pressure, then snapping you right back into the drop. The goal here is to make the rewind feel like it belongs in the arrangement, not like an effect pasted on top. We want pitch sag, flutter, degraded top end, a bit of smear, some filtered ambience, and then a clean, confident return. That's the whole emotional arc. Pull back, wobble, reset, slam back in. First thing, get organized. Treat the rewind like its own mini scene. If you haven't already, duplicate the section you want to rewind into a new lane or resample the tail end of the phrase. Group your source material so it stays easy to manage. Drums, bass, lead or chop, and atmosphere or FX. If you like working cleanly, make a dedicated return or auto track called Rewind FX. That way, you can send key elements into one chain and keep the main drop intact. On that rewind track, prep a stock Ableton chain that gives you control and color. Utility is great for gain trim and mono checks. EQH shapes the tone. Saturator gives you the VHS grit. Auto filter handles the sweep. Echo can add smear and little trails if you want extra depth. Once you build this chain once, you can reuse it in future tracks and save yourself a ton of time. Now, choose the moment. The rewind works best when it interrupts something the listener expects to continue. In DNB, that's often the last snare before the drop, the final vocal stab, or a bass answer phrase. For classic jungle phrasing, a great spot is the last two beats before a new 16-bar section, or right at the end of a 32-bar cycle. If your track is around 174 BPM, at last half bar before the re-entry can feel absolutely massive. Now here's the important part. Don't just slap one reversed clip on the master and call it a day. Build the rewind from layers. Resample the last bar or two of your drums and bass into a fresh audio track. Keep the transients reasonably intact, then reverse the clip or specific fragments. Layer a reversed break hit, a reversed snare tail, a reversed vocal chop, a noise burst, maybe a low-passed bass mirror. That layered approach is what makes it feel like memory pulling backward, not just a preset whoosh. A really good rewind always has at least three time scales happening at once. You want a fast transient pullback, a medium smear, and a longer degraded tail. If everything reverses at the same speed, it starts sounding synthetic in the wrong way, like a plug-in demo. But when the elements move at slightly different speeds, it feels human and physical, like a hand grabbing the deck and pulling the record back. For the VHS color, build a tape-style effect chain on your Rewind FX track. Start with EQ8. High pass around 30 to 50 Hz so the effect layer doesn't muddy the sub. If the top end gets too sharp, low pass it around 9 to 12 kHz. You can also dip the upper mids a bit if needed. Then add saturator. A modest drive, maybe plus 3 to plus 8 dB, with soft clip-on, usually gives you that worn analog bite without destroying the transients. If you want more grime, try redux or erosion. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to obliterate the sound, just rough it up. Then use auto filter to sweep the tone down during the rewind, maybe from around 10 kHz down to 2 or 3 kHz. A little resonance can make the motion feel like suction. If you want extra wobble, add a tiny amount of chorus ensemble or flanger. Keep the depth shallow. You want instability, not seasickness. Now automate the rewind like a performance, not like random automation lings. Draw one continuous gesture across multiple parameters. Let the volume dip quickly, let the filter close, let the pitch sag, let the reverb smear, then let the restart snap back. A slight delay between those moves actually helps. If the filter closes a hair before the pitch falls, or the level drops just after the transient starts to smear, it feels like someone physically controlling the moment. A strong automation shape is pretty simple. In the last quarter beat, let the volume pull down by a few dB. Over the last half beat, let the pitch fall or ramp downward a little. Then right at the rewind slice, close the filter fast, and maybe let it open briefly on the restart. If you're doing a more dramatic tape stop style move, keep it musical. A subtle version might drop only 2 to 5 semitones over half a bar. A more extreme version can go deeper, but reserve that for short effects fragments or a one-shot vocal moment. This is where the breakbeat becomes the star. If your track uses break edits, slice the break to a drum rack or use your warp markers to pull some hits into reverse. Reversing a proper jungle break fragment reads instantly as authentic. A reversed amen tail, a fake break snare, a chopped ghost note pattern, Those kinds of details say old school in a way that a generic sweep never will. You can keep one ghost note or kick transient moving forward so the listener still senses groove, even while the rest of the break is folding back. Add drum buss on the break group if you want a little extra body. Light to medium drive, a bit of crunch. Usually no boom unless you really want low-end bloom, and adjust the transients so the reverse hits stay readable. Then use glue compressor or compressor if needed to hold the whole thing together. Not pumping, just gluing. In jungle and DNB, the rhythm has to stay intelligible even when it's getting torn apart. Now we need to protect the low end. This part matters a lot. Don't let the sub reverse with everything else unless you want mush. Usually, the best move is to mute the deepest sub line for the rewind bar or reduce it heavily. Let the bass mids, reese texture, or noise layer carry the sensation of movement. Use utility to keep an eye on mono. Anything below about 120 Hz should stay centered. If you've got a wide reese, narrow it during the rewind and let it open back up on the drop. A very effective trick is to automate a short mute on the actual sub track, then let a reversed mid-bass texture or a noise layer carry the tension. That creates the feeling of power pulling back without making the mix collapse. On the bass bus, you can also use auto filter to close things down, saturator to bring forward the mids, and EQ8 to keep the rewind layer from fighting the kick and sub. Now comes the return. The comeback has to hit with contrast. That means a tiny moment of silence or near silence before the drop returns. The first transient of the re-entry should be dry and hard. Keep that snapback element clean. If the restart hit is buried in the same effect chain, the ear loses the contrast and the whole trick loses its power. A great structure is one bar of rewind, then a quarter bar of silence, then the drop restarts with drums only, and the bass answers on the second kick or second snare. That call and response approach is killer in rollers and darker, dance of lore DNB, because it lets the bass line reassert itself after the pullback. If you want a little extra VHS fied, add a short reverb smear to the reverse tail, then cut it hard just before the drop. That makes it feel like the room itself got sucked backward and then slammed forward again. You can also get creative with variations. A two-stage rewind works really well. Do a short fake pullback first, then hit them with a harder full reload a bar later. Or try a call and response rewind where drums rewind first, then bass, then vocal. That feels more like a conversation than a blanket effect. For something darker and more unstable, let the reload miss by one beat and recover. That broken reload feel can be absolutely wicked in jungle. If you want a super effective hybrid, blend a vinyl-style pitch fall with tape degradation. That record stop plus VHS wobble combo can sound more authentic than either effect on its own. And for a really slick dance floor trick, fake the restart, bring back only hats or top percussion on the first hit, then slam the full kit in on the next bar. That staggered return is huge when you want the crowd to lean in before the proper impact lands. One more important teacher note, test the rewind on smaller speakers. VHS-style degradation can sound amazing on monitors, but get muddy if the mids aren't shaked well. If the moment still reads on a phone or earbuds, it will usually work in the club. That's a good reality check. So here's the workflow recap. Organize your source material. Pick a strong phrase boundary. Resample and reverse layered fragments instead of one generic clip. Shape the sound with EQ, saturation, filter, and a little instability. Automate pitch, level, and tone as one physical gesture. Keep the sub controlled, then make the return dry, hard, and confident. If you do that right, the rewind stops being just an effect and becomes part of the culture of the track. It feels like a proper jungle reload. It feels like pressure, memory, and motion all at once. And when the room leans in right before the drop slams back in, you'll know you nailed it.